Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. They say be careful what you wish for. Well, if you're wishing for snow, looks like you could get your wish a little bit later on tonight. And it seems like it might not even be that much longer. It could be right on the horizon here as we look out the window here. The studios of AM 930 WEOL, no snow just yet. But we've got John Loftman on the line to join us and talk about this gigantic storm. John, thank you very much for giving us some of your time. And, well, we've been hearing about it for a while. What can you tell us? What's the latest on this storm coming this way?
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Yeah, it's knocking on your door right now. In about 45 minutes, you're going to be looking out the window at a lot of white coming down, even as close to us as, Sheffield to the north and to the west, Amherst. It's snowing there right now. If you take a look at a radar picture, you can see it's just coming in on a line out of the south and west, and it's all associated with a big low-pressure center that's moving through the Ohio River Valley. But that's going to couple up with a big nor'easter that's working its way up the Atlantic seaboard, and the energy from both of those storms is going to continue to dump snow across the region right through the course of the night. We're looking for 2 to 5 inches tonight. Lows will dip into the lower 20s, and we'll see some wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour tonight, up to 40 miles an hour. So wind and blowing snow, and another 1 to 3 inches tomorrow, another 2 to 4 as we make our way through Tuesday night, and we head down into the mid-teens. And then Wednesday, we could even pick up around an inch of snow as the wind shifts and become northwesterly. It becomes a lake effect event, and they start getting hammered out on the east side of Cleveland. But this is going to be one of those that probably is going to close some schools, and it really won't be long. I just took a look at the radar. It is knocking on your door. It won't be probably more than half an hour, 45 minutes before it really starts to snow to beat the band where you guys are at the studio on Broad Street in Elyria.
John, I think you alluded to it there, but it sounds like this is going to last for a couple days here. Is that right?
Yeah, right through the night into tomorrow night, and Wednesday, it'll wind down in the morning hours, and we'll start to see just a little bit of clearing Wednesday afternoon, and by Thursday, it'll all be history as we get ready for St. Patrick's Day on Friday.
I think the interesting thing, too, as you mentioned there, it's two storms kind of coming together, but how much of this that we'll get will be considered lake effect? Because it kind of seems like that seems to be, at least to some degree, a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah, lake effect is very unpredictable. It has to do with the fetch of the wind across Lake Erie and how much of the lake it crosses and what the lake temperature is and how cold the air that's crossing it is. But this is not a lake effect event. This is a synoptic snowfall. It's a generalized snowfall that will turn into a lake event as we make our way to Wednesday. So all of us are going to share in this. Folks like those who live in Sandusky and Norwalk, who typically wouldn't see very much in the way of lake effect snow, are going to get hammered with that same 2 to 5 tonight and another inch to 3 tomorrow. So it's going to be adding up around here. Officially, our snowfall total at Hopkins, which is the only regional official reporting station, it's 5.7 inches. And a typical March brings us over a foot of snow. But in 2008, more than 30 inches of snow, 30.4 inches. So not unusual to get snow in March. And all of us are going to be sharing in this. In fact, the folks who are going to be getting less of it are folks headed down around Akron and Canton and points south. But where we are, along, you know, in Elyria and Lorain County, even into northern Medina County, all of our listeners, they're all going to get hammered. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bruce and Craig are pretty busy with school closings tomorrow morning, because it's going to be just one of those events that shuts things down. The real thing is that the snow is going to be coupled with wind. And with those wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, it's just going to be blowing all over the place. And the ODOT crews are going to be clearing it off. And the next time they come by, there's going to be another load of snow on the roads and everywhere else for that matter.
John Loftman is our guest here as we discuss this huge snowstorm coming through. And what you mentioned, the squalls we could be looking at. What period do you think are we going to be hit the hardest by this? Because it seems like we could get a lot of it overnight, but you mentioned that even though we could get a lot of it overnight, that's not going to be the end of it. We could conceive a lot of it tomorrow night. We could see some of it even come down on Wednesday. When do you think a bulk of this snow is going to come down?
Tonight. Tonight will be the night. It'll be wake up to a nightmare of a morning commute tomorrow, and then it'll keep going through tomorrow night, tomorrow during the day, another 1 to 3 inches. And then it picks up again on Tuesday night as that second batch of energy from the storm heading up the East Coast adds its power to the stuff that's moving through the Ohio River Valley. And we've got the lull in the action is actually going to be during the day tomorrow before it picks up again on Tuesday night. So it's going to be just one of those things where, you know, you cuddle up with somebody you love, throw an extra log on the fire, try to stay inside if you can, and hope that you get work calls off, you know.
John Laufman, Chief Meteorologist, CBS 19, joining us here on AM 930 WEOL, Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're not going to be the ones that get hit the hardest by this, correct? From what I understand, the ones who are going to be hit the hardest by this are the ones who are out on the East Coast, correct?
Oh, yeah. The East Coast is going to get, we're talking along the order of a foot of snow in some places, a little bit more. Hey, listen, quick correction. I'm not the chief meteorologist, but I'm just one of four meteorologists over at the station. And let me tell you, a little plug for our station. We're going to be on the air beginning at 4 o'clock in the morning on CBS, and we'll have three of us there getting ready to tell people where things are dicey and if power lines have come down and what the commutes are like all around the region. But the East Coast is really going to be the thing that gets hammered by this because all the moisture off the Atlantic Ocean is going to be pounding that part of the world. And again, a foot of snow all the way up from D.C. probably won't get a foot, but they'll get appreciable amounts in excess of half a foot, and then up to Philadelphia and Baltimore and Boston, and then off into the Maritimes of Canada. This is going to be a real storm.
Well, and any time cities that big are affected, you know that could really wreak havoc on flights and things like that, too. So it seems like it really could redirect a lot of traffic, both air traffic, and it could direct a lot of traffic in and around this area as well, I'm sure. Well, you've promised.
Yeah, flight cancellations all over the place. And, your best bet, really, is to order yourself a Belgian waffle.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. Just enjoy and look out the window if you possibly can.
See, John, I knew you were on my side. See, because I've been arguing this since we came on right around 3:10, talking about this daily food for thought. And this item that I brought up, I texted John a picture of this thing. It's a Belgian waffle taco, and it's got so many excellent ingredients on there. So I figured you would be on my side. When you have to get up at 4, you have to be on the air at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning, you need something that's going to fuel you throughout the entire day. And if you've seen this thing, this Belgian waffle taco, all you need to do is eat one, and that'll fuel you up throughout the course of the entire day, right?
Yes, and in fact, if you ate two, something might come up. You know what I mean?
I think we know what you mean there, John.
Yeah, we definitely smell
same
what
page.
You're cooking. There's no question about that. Well, we know you're a busy man with a big storm on the horizon. We appreciate you giving us some of your time here today. And, hey, I'll tell you what, hopefully it's not nearly as bad as being predicted, but you know what? Now that we have the warning signs out there, we know that the snow is going to hit us here relatively soon. Thankfully, we're indoors here, and we're nice and warm and toasty, but, boy, it could get pretty dangerous. So, John, we certainly appreciate you giving us some of your time and giving us a heads up on this storm.
Hey, always a pleasure, guys. Good talking with you. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you. You do the same. All right, that's John Laufman telling us about the huge winter storm headed this way.